We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What up? Welcome to the show. A historic Final Four pearl-off that takes a back seat because for some reason, Lamar Jackson thinks that if he tweets out that he is demanding a trade, that anything's going to happen. This is like a tree falling in the woods. Who cares? He is asking for a trade. How does that change his situation at all? It doesn't change the story at all. Earth to Lamar, you're on the trade block. I don't know if he understands that. It's like, you can't tell me I'm fired, I quit. It's like, dude, the Ravens put you on the trade block. You requesting a trade on March 2nd does nothing to change your market. What's going to happen to the story? I'm sorry for Lamar. What a great player and exciting to watch. But this is all blowing up in his face spectacularly right now.
No. This is just negotiation. This is what you do in the NFL now. Look at Aaron Rodgers last year. He was out of Green Bay. He went and signed a two-year, $120 million contract.
He was threatening retirement, which people believed.
He told Schefter, well, he did. He also told him, I want to get off this team. And then he said, Schefter doesn't know what he's talking about, but it just happened to do his bidding, and he got this monster deal. Jimmy G said goodbye to the Niners, came back in the fold. It was no big deal.
Yeah, see, but guys, and by the way, wasn't asking for a trade.
You know, Lamar is just still negotiating. He might be clunky and might be weird, but the truth is he requested the trade on March 2nd, and Ian Rapoport at NFL Network said that the talks have been ongoing over the last week. So that trade request was obviously not like a hard trade request. It was like a quote-unquote trade request.
So is this like what, KD's trade request from the summer?
Yes, exactly like that.
Okay, and you want to know what? That didn't work. It worked eventually at the trade deadline, but that was only after Kyrie also requested a trade. And here's the reason why it didn't work. Because nobody thinks that Lamar Jackson's going to sit out a season. No one thought KD was going to sit out a season.
Right.
If you really want to have the ultimate leverage, then you've got to be willing to sit out. And no one thinks Lamar's going to do that. Because why would he? You don't want to, A, waste a year of your prime, and B, like, you love football too much. You say it all the time, just like KD loves basketball too much.
But doesn't every trade request work now? I follow the NBA, and all you have to do is request a trade publicly, and you're gone. KD, it took a little longer, but not that much longer. Now he's in Phoenix with a great chance to do something.
If he gets healthy.
Yeah, if he actually plays, that would help. I think the NFL, I think Lamar Jackson was following the NBA's lead a little bit here, saying you can force your way out of a situation you don't like. And by the way, I kind of get why Lamar Jackson would not want to be a Raven. I wouldn't want to be a Raven. That team is, that's not where I would want.
Perennial playoff team?
I wouldn't want to be a quarterback there. Would you?
Well, they don't give him enough weapons. I'm going to agree with you on that. They've been running the same offense since he got there.
If I'm him, I desperately want to get out of there and go to the NFC South. The other, not just the Ravens. I think you don't want to be in that conference. You don't want to be in that division. I think Lamar Jackson is looking at the whole scope of things and say, wow, get me to Atlanta. Get me somewhere where I can restart. Because I don't think it's going anywhere. I think there's a lot of bad blood. And I think it was a genuine trade request. That being said, I think he'll end up still in Baltimore.
Well, right now, there's no suitors. He could want to go to Atlanta. We could all say that makes a lot of sense. They came out and said, we're not interested.
That's all negotiation.
Yeah, sure. And that's their negotiation, too. We're all negotiating. But this is what the major difference is that Lamar Jackson was already on the trade block. It's like they've already placed the franchise tag on you. That means other teams can come and make you an offer. So meanwhile, we've got all this great NCAA stuff between the men's Final Four, between record-breaking performances on the women's side, and yet here we are with a Lamar Jackson trade request that doesn't mean anything anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. The timing is amazing, too, because the NFL owners are meeting in Phoenix. I mean, all the coaches are there. They all do interviews. This came out about 15 minutes, I think. I've double-checked the timing before John Harbaugh had to answer questions. So you're a huge fan of awkward, Maggie.
You have to want to hear a little awkward?
Yeah, you have to love. You have to love the awkwardness.
Okay, so this was, Perloff said, right after Lamar sends out on social media that he wants a trade request, John Harbaugh was asked about the tweet.
I haven't seen the tweet. Sure. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
Can you both be following this closely yet also not paying attention to it on social media? Good try, Coach. I mean, half believed you there. Maybe.
Well, you know how NFL coaches are technophobes. Maybe he doesn't have a phone and he doesn't look at Twitter. Yeah. I could buy that. If any family in the NFL is not up on Twitter, it would be the Harbaugh.
If Jim Harbaugh
didn't see it, then you'd believe it. But John, you think he's a little more savvy?
No, I don't believe any of these coaches. I think they see everything. I think they know when one of their players farts, let alone sends out a trade request on social media. Yes. Maybe more on the college front. Like maybe on the NFL front, they're not paying as much attention, but I think they're pretty in their business.
So what do you think John Harbaugh was trying to achieve by saying that?
He doesn't know what to say. Like, they don't want to acknowledge it. It's like, fingers in the ears.
Also, if Lamar Jackson doesn't get a deal somewhere else and ends up back in Baltimore, he obviously wants a good relationship with Lamar. So,
of course.
I think John Harbaugh took the only path he had here. There's no way, if he had been honest, to be like, yeah, he wants this much money. We don't want to give it to him. Right. So, we're looking at plan B.
Yeah, he can't come out and be like, $200 million guaranteed. That's crazy.
The interesting thing, too, is, if they're going to make a deal, does it have to be before this draft so Baltimore can get a quarterback in the draft?
I don't know. I'm not sure that they're going to be I don't know if they'd be drafting a quarterback in the first round. So maybe it's like a second round, like a Jalen Hurts situation where they like a guy who may fall.
But Jalen Hurts, they had a starter. They need a starter for this year, and I don't know if they want to go in with Huntley. I mean, really?
You got a great defense. You've invested a lot into it. But from the Baltimore side of things, I think is almost, I don't want to say less interesting, but I just wonder, does this trade request actually put any more teams in the mix? Is there an NFL general manager who's like, oh, now he wants a trade request. Oh, now we're going to give him $200 million guaranteed and throw two first-round picks.
Nothing. No.
Nothing. Like the Jets, they're still all in on Aaron Rodgers. I don't see anyone pivoting now and saying, okay, now we got to get Lamar because he wants a trade request.
That's the one exception.
The Jets.
The Jets might be faking interest in Lamar Jackson to keep that number 13 pick away from the Packers.
It would look so transparently fake, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. But this is the NFL. I don't think you have to outthink your competition.
Nobody's all that bright.
I mean, I also think I think a lot of people think there's a great case to pay Lamar Jackson instead of paying all this money for Aaron Rodgers because Lamar Jackson would presumably be there a lot longer.
I totally understand that. I do not think the Jets are this team.
Why?
Because they're flying across the country to meet with Rodgers. Rodgers has put it out there, I intend to play for the Jets. They've never showed any interest in Lamar Jackson, at least not publicly, not a whisper.
Yeah, well, that's because they've been trying to commit to Rodgers.
Yeah.
I did see a quote from head coach Robert Saleh saying he was so proud the franchise has gotten to a place where Aaron Rodgers wants to come to it. I thought that was a little sad, to be honest.
I mean, it's so true.
But it's still like, that's what we got. I don't think...
yes, 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers is giving us a look.
Okay, let me ask you this question Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you think if he was a different quarterback, then we wouldn't be going... If Joe Burrow was in the same situation, do you think that there'd be a bigger demand and none of this drama would be happening?
Listen, we're about to see this all play out because what came out over the weekend, they've already started talks with Burrow, the Bengals. The Chargers have already started talks with Herbert. Haven't heard seen anything about your Eagles starting any conversations with Jalen Hurts, but I'm sure there is.
And Howie said that they were going to talk this
offseason. They're starting to talk. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see. We're going to see this play out, and that's going to be even worse for Lamar. It already looks bad, and I think it's going to look worse for him, I guess, and the Ravens, but definitely for him. If all these other teams pony up, like here's the thing about Joe Burrow, he's kind of low key. Like, I think he's someone who likes to be intentional about what he does, right? Like, I think that he would use his leverage to get a fully guaranteed contract. I think he understands the power that he has, and like, watch what he does. He speaks out about things that a lot of quarterbacks shy away from. He's not afraid to say controversial things or things that he feels. I mean, Sky, he would be the one I would watch. because if he gets the fully guaranteed contract and he gets something big, then I think you might see the dominoes start to fall and it become not the exception, but the rule.
Well, I don't even think the fully I've always thought the fully guaranteed thing is a little bit overblown. I think he's going to want a huge value contract. I think he's going to want to become the highest paid player. So I would see a closer. There was a report that Justin Herbert's going to get $500 million, closer to the Mahomes deal.
Yeah.
So give him, I don't know, $220 guaranteed and $445 over the, or $450, like a baseball contract.
Sure, sure.
Except that you could cut off the second half of it. I'd be surprised if Joe Burrow's not going to say, give me the Deshaun Watson deal. I think he'd be closer to the Mahomes deal, like
possible.
$500 million
Listen,
total.
I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Burrow's like, I want a percentage of the salary cap.
Well, you can't.
We've always been waiting for the first person, right, who's going to ask for that?
Well, no, isn't it? It's in the CBA. You can't get anywhere near that.
Oh, I thought that you could.
Percentage of the salary cap?
Yes.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you meant like a percentage of profits.
No. Like your pay might fluctuate from season to season, but you want a certain percentage of the team's salary cap.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
No one's ever done it. But
does that make any big difference?
No, but it's a little bit more of like a ownership. I don't know. It's a little bit different, a little bit more unique. And the better the league does, the better you do.
Right. But it sounds like, I mean, listen, we're talking about $260 million. It's going to be $20 million over 5 years or something, whatever.
Well, I'm just saying that
they anticipate that.
That Burrow is the kind of guy who I think, like I said, I think he's very intentional with what he does.
I hear you. I just think he's going to get a massive paycheck. My point was, I think Burrow and Herbert are more valuable than Lamar for one reason.
What's that?
They ended the season on the field on their feet.
Yeah.
I think if Lamar was healthy at the end of the season, we would have already had a deal done. I think people are scared by Lamar's health.
Listen, he's missed, 12 games of the last 2 years,
yeah,
including the playoff game this year?
I think that is the most important factor here. I think that's why the Ravens are not giving him this money, and I think that's why Herbert and Burrow will get a ton of money. I think Burrow is going to get $300 million, some ridiculous guaranteed amount.
But it's not like he hasn't had an injury. I mean, his rookie season tore his ACL and recovered from it incredibly.
It's his style, too. Let's not kid ourselves.
That's
Lamar
true.
Jackson takes so many hits in the course of a game. And then you get also the playoff success Burrow has and Herbert does not. Then again, yeah, your guy Josh Allen doesn't have that much of it. He got a big paycheck. Why did the Ravens just say, take the Josh Allen contract?
Yeah.
What was the guarantee?
Like $150 million.
Say, we'll give you 20% more guaranteed money than Josh Allen. Here you go. Go take it.
If we had the answer to that, there probably wouldn't be trade requests. I mean, if Lamar was into that, I always thought he was hell-bent on getting to free agency. But this doesn't make a lot of sense.
At a certain point, he can't play for $32 million if $180 million guaranteed is on the table. Is he really that gutsy?
I don't think he's going to sit out a year, do you?
I guarantee he will not sit out a year.
Exactly.
You know which quarterback sat out a year? No quarterback.
So the trade request is going to fall on deaf ears. Like, congrats, Lamar. You got the news cycle for a day, but that's all you got.
Well, he's doubling down. He's trying to pressure the team, right? It's like an NBA trade. He's trying to pressure the team. Like, listen, now it's out there in public. And you owe me my demands. You better work harder to get me.
How about this? He actually requested the trade on March 2nd.
Yeah.
I mean, why not tweet this on March 2nd then?
Well,
if you're really trying to put pressure on the organization, why'd you let a month go by?
Well, I don't think March 2nd was the, I don't think you could.
Was the tag.
Yeah, that was the day of the tag?
I believe so.
And when did free agency begin?
Like 7 days later or something like that.
Right, because he was assuming that he was going to be brought into Atlanta and they were going to say, we'll give you $220 million.
And instead, that first day, the Falcons said no thanks. Again, maybe it's posturing, but right now there's nobody who's interested.
Yeah, he'll be back in Baltimore. John Harbaugh was right. They're going to reach a deal. It's all a negotiation. Don't you do this when you want to get somebody,
what do I do?
Like go to, when it's negotiation time, go up to your boss, say, get me out of here. I want to go to a rival sports talk radio network.
But little did I know, they've already maybe been pitching me elsewhere.
Yeah.
This is great. It's classic negotiation. Did they teach this at Wharton? This is beautiful.
Negotiation 101.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Aaron Rodgers did the same darn thing last year and he got $120 million for 2 years out of it.
Yeah. And he was coming off two MVPs. It's a little bit different and could threaten retirement. That's not where Lamar is now.
Yeah, you're right. Also, Deshaun Watson had more leverage too because he had 5 teams bidding for his service.
And that should tell you something's wrong too because you had five teams who were falling all over themselves for Deshaun Watson, and now crickets with Lamar Jackson. And not only was Deshaun getting the guaranteed deal, but it was more draft picks than what Lamar Jackson would be, what you'd have to give up. Deshaun, they gave up, what, three?
Yeah, I think something huge.
And this would just be two. Lamar's getting a real dose of reality here that's not that awesome, I'm sure. But sure, trade request. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can listen to us across the country on CBS Sports Radio. We are also streaming live, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, where the Weedos and the Purple Drinkers are very upset that we didn't talk NCAA tournament. That's going to change coming up next. Get involved. You can also stream us on the free Odyssey app. We're on Sirius XM channel 158. What a weekend. Perloff's got some stories. Coming in all bandaged up. Bruised.
Warrior.
I know.
Hashtag warrior.
You, man. Not all superheroes wear capes, but look at you.
Did anyone else here on the staff get an x-ray this weekend? Because I did.
I can't even believe you're in today.
It wasn't a dentist x-ray, just to be clear.
Because you have two cavities.
Who goes to the dentist on the weekend?
Nobody. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, the Final Four is set. The one thing no one is talking about when it comes to the last team's standing. We'll get to that in just a moment. So glad to have you. It is Maggie and Perloff. We're back in moments.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.